day two backstage at the Rise Festival in Chelmsford. Delighted to be joined by Daniel from Koala. Hello, Daniel.
Hello, mate. How you doing? You all right?
Yeah, very good. Yeah, first thing I noticed about you, what a fantastic scarf you've got on there.
I've got my West Ham scarf on. Yeah, I feel like I wear this at most shows and normally get quite a negative reaction, but it's nice coming to Essex and playing a show and getting like one or two cheers for the first time. Yeah,
a very positive reaction, and West Ham scarves do get you further up the playlist on Phoenix FM. That is guaranteed, I can tell you that.
I'll take that.
Okay, so let's talk about the band. How did you get together? Because the core of it is yourself and Jim, isn't it?
Yeah, so me and Jim started the band quite a few years ago. We were mates from home where we grew up, like in North London. But then we moved over to, we moved up to Leeds, uni up in Leeds, and while we were up there, we realised we were both up there and we both wanted to do music, and we kind of realised that actually what we were doing was quite similar to what we wanted to do, and he complimented what I was trying to do, and I think I complimented what he was trying to do, and it kind of just like took off from there. And then it's just been, then we kind of dropped out of uni and just kind of kept it growing, and then, you know, found the other boys to join the band, and then like we've just kind of like been growing it ever since. But
it's an interesting name, because for those who are listening, it's not koala as in the bear, it's koala, which is an African flute, isn't it?
It's like an Algerian flute or something, and that is actually not the origin of the name. The origin of the name is Jim is like severely dyslexic, and he thought that's how you spelt the animal name, and then I saw it written down. He'd written it out for some reason. I can't remember why he'd written it down. He'd written it down, and I thought, that looks all right. We had a gig like the next day. We needed a name as our first ever gig. Thought we've got to get something together. And I went, what on earth is that? And he goes, you know, like the animal. And I went, that is nothing like the animal. But
it's managed to create a fantastic backstory though, hasn't it?
Look at that. It's better than just like, yeah, the normal animal name or even just an Algerian flute. It just happens that we clash a lot with like, we get quite a lot of big following, an Algerian following.
Oh, really?
Because of the name. Yeah.
Oh, smart work.
It's niche, but yeah.
Okay, tell us a little bit about your debut EP. It's D-I-L-Y-D. So what does that stand for?
D-I-L-Y-D stands for Do It Like You Do, which was that kind of like the head, like the flagship single on the EP. It's a funny one. It's done so much better than I think we ever expected. Like things like playing at a Rise Festival we never would have done without that EP. Do you know what I mean? It's like getting all you know, it's kind of really moved us along. I think, you know, I listen to it now and I think we've grown a lot since then, even from recording that. It was our first ever time recorded. It's all very new to us and we didn't really know what we wanted, but, you know, very proud of it, but ready to kind of like step it up. I'm ready to show more.
And you're stepping it up. You've been on the second stage here at Rise, and that's a big old tent, and it was pretty full as well, wasn't it? Because I stuck my head around and saw a couple of songs. It's a brilliant audience.
Yeah, it was a lot busier than I thought at this time. Like, you know, I think it's really difficult to gauge how many people actually know who you are. It really, really is tough. And then you get here, someone like this, and you walk out. Maybe they don't know who we are, but like for a, like 2 o'clock slot, and for it to be at, like pretty much full to the back, was a very surreal experience. And we've never done a show that size before in our lives. Like, it's all small venues, like 200-300 max.
I mean, that was the busiest I've seen a tent on 2 o'clock on a Saturday when it isn't raining, so that's a good tribute to you.
You can always trust the rain to bring people. We were the only band probably in this whole place who are wishing for rain to get people in, but it turns out we didn't need it, you know. It was just quite a nice feeling.
Now, have you been touring a lot? You said you've been playing smaller venues. Are you sort of stepping it up a bit?
So we, basically this has been really our first, like, we've done loads of stuff as a duo, some stuff even as a trio. And I think that just this summer we've done a lot of, like, you know, there's like city takeover festivals, where, you know, like all for the up and coming artist kind of festivals. Yeah. And it was just an amazing experience going out and seeing the UK and playing shows to, it's like, you know, a city, you don't know what to expect. Turn up to somewhere like Nottingham and having a busy room, you're like, who likes us in Nottingham? I didn't know anyone liked us in Nottingham. It's quite surreal, just like, you know, it doesn't really feel real, if you know what I mean. It's like, you know,
something's clearly happening. People just not turning up for no reason.
Yeah, I tell you what, it's nothing to do with us. Yeah, we're stealing a living here and we're not making any money, so.
So after all the festivals are over, what's the current plan? Are you writing, recording? You got more stuff coming out?
Well, we just finished recording the EP, actually. It was kind of crazy, because first EP took quite a long time to record because we just didn't know what we wanted yet. But this one took 4 days to record the whole thing, whole EP, and for it to be in a position where I'm like, wow. And I listen to it now and I've never been prouder of something that I'm so ready to release it. So it's gonna be kind of, I'm not sure when the first one comes out, because we just finished recording, but it's gonna come out. There's gonna be new music very soon. I'm very excited to show people it.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, just coming back a little bit to the music, it's got a little bit more of a unique sound, hasn't it? I think the association with Koala, it did sound a little bit worldy. So how would you describe it?
Yeah, it's something we get a lot. It's kind of a weird one. It's like, you know, it's like the core of it of me and Jim being, it's all very, very focused on like the kind of acoustic and two vocals, but not in a kind of like traditional way, I guess, in a kind of like, it's like kind of, we focus a lot on harmony and a lot on like close harmony and a lot on like really rhythmic kind of like busy acoustic lines. We get a lot of comparisons to Simon and Garfunkel, partly because he's tall and blonde and I'm short and Jewish, so it's like that's a bit of that. But when we kind of were expanding it to complement that, we kind of got like, when it came to like getting the drums on board and stuff, it's like my best mate Ben plays drums for us, Garnet, and he really added this exciting rhythm to it as well. It's just really exciting. And then the band, it's the core of it's quite, I guess, quite indie, folky, alty kind of, but then there's almost this kind of almost like Afrobeat-y elements of some of the songs, I guess, in a way. But it's a tough one, I guess. If you're unable to define it immediately, you're in a good position, I guess so.
Okay, so your job's done for the day then. So what have you got planned for the rest of the day? You hanging around to see some of the acts?
Have a few drinks. I was meant to be going down to West Ham.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I got my season ticket, but it's my brother's 18th birthday today. I was meant to go with him to watch it, but I'm missing the game.
Just kicking off now as well.
It's a 9-pointer, us beat Bournemouth. Anything could happen.
It's a bit worrying. One game in and West Ham are bottom of the table and we're already talking about relegation.
Is that the build-up to the season? All is, I love that we're talking about West Ham. This is the best. The build-up to the season, all it is, all you ever hear about, look at it. We've got new squad, whole new squad, new manager. It's looking up. Suddenly the owners are spending money. Everyone's happy. Everyone seems happy. One game in, back to West Ham. You couldn't write it. It's the same as, it's exactly what you'd expect.
You've supported West Ham enough. You must have known the script by now.
Like, look, 23 years I've had so far of this. I can't say I'm enjoying myself, but I told my mum, why have you cursed? Every time we lose, get home, like, you've cursed me with this for life.
Good times are just around the corner. Oh, you just know it, yeah.
Always around the corner.
Fortune's always hiding.
Fortune is forever hiding, I'll tell you that.
Daniel, thanks very much for having a chat with us today. It's been an absolute pleasure, and we're definitely looking forward to see how the band's going to progress.
Yeah, cheers, mate. I'll talk about West Ham anytime on your radio.
I'll tell you what, we have got the West Ham way, as you know, on Phoenix FM. You've tuned in from time to time as well. We'll have to see if we can get you in on it one day.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Cheers.